Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Today we have a lot of exciting things happening. We have a special guest. Her name is Jill Dane, and she will be on at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time. So stay tuned. We'll have a 30-minute interview with a lot of wisdom. So it's definitely something that you want to hear. I am broadcasting from New York City, the Big Apple, and I just want to tell you it's very exciting to be here. I want to thank you for being there and being supportive of the show. I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you here with us?
I am here. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to our listeners. Yeah, it is so exciting to be here in New York, where I've lived most of my life. We're here, actually, because I'm a hair and makeup artist. I do hair color and all kinds of wonderful things and make my clients beautiful. And I have clients that send for me to come to New York and California and Chicago and Atlanta. So we're here and we're excited about being here. One of the good news is I want to tell everybody about, do you know that if you want to go to see a Broadway play, you can actually go on a lottery 3 hours before the play starts, and if your name is called, they will give you two tickets for $25.50 each, and you will sit in the front row. How exciting is that?
That's exciting. Well, we got to see Young Frankenstein that way. We were in the front row.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I tell you, Sherry, this is all a part of Living Large, which is what we're calling this series. It's the Living Large series. It's 8 weeks. Today we are in the fourth week. The first week was Finding Your Purpose. The second week was Living Your Passion. The third week was Inner Strength and Alignment with Your Purpose. And today is?
Today is Prepare for Challenges. You
challenges.
May have a plan A, but how do you handle plan B? You know, I find it very interesting because it's really very simple. You know, and we always try to complicate things when all we really have to do is go with the flow. Sometimes we go to plan B, and it's even much better than plan A. You know, it comes down to it's really all about our perception. How hard is it, you know, to adjust to change? And I think it depends on whether or not the change was our idea. When we decide to make a change, we usually jump in with both feet first. Mm-hmm. We're excited about the possibilities ahead. But when change is forced upon us, we rebel. We look at every reason for that change to not work.
We instantly resist it.
Instantly, it's really...
Well, that's the tendency. Some people have gotten through that, but the tendency is to resist it.
Right, right. We have to embrace the change as it's a normal part of our lives and don't fight it and, you know, get all caught up in it all over ourselves. But it really, you know, it isn't our own perception of change that either holds us back or moves us forward. And it's all in our minds, you know, and how we handle it. So many of us have our own idea of what an acceptable change is and what it's not. But the truth is, change happens. It happens every day. People change every day.
Circumstances change.
Yeah, they grow. You know, our circumstances change every day. A little bit, something new is thrown into the mix, you know, all the time.
So, Sherry, in your life, do you think that you live more of plan A, or do you have to go to plan B most of the time?
Very interesting. A lot of the times I'm going to plan B. Yeah, and I just, and as I speak, that's what I do also. I have to learn how to just go with the flow, and it's really interesting that you see that plan B was better than plan A, and that's happened to me. Now that I've been aware of it even more, I'm noticing it, and I'm noticing that Plan B is a lot better than Plan A.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though that we intellectually know that change is constant, we fight to keep it what is. We fight to keep that old familiar. You know, and I've had a lot of changes happen in my life, and not all want to change. You know, some of the changes have brought tears and pain and questions of my soul. And other changes that I've had have brought me joy and love and gratefulness. So, you know, we all have to take a look at how do we handle that Plan B.
That Plan B. And usually at some point in time, it could be 10 years after the situation, you realize everything is in order.
Exactly. I know. And you know how I did it? I did it the same way you do it. I do it the same way everybody else does it, one day at a time. And remembering it's all my perception of change that affects my thoughts, my feelings, and my reactions. And change is part of time, and it can be stressful. But when we learn some different techniques, it really works to bring about that peace. One of the things I do is I walk. I just put my shoes on, wherever I am, and I just go.
Keep moving.
And I try to clear my mind and just be in that moment. I enjoy what's around me, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. And after a while, I feel this shift that comes over me. And it's a calmness that knows that this change, whether it's wanted or not, is necessary for my growth. And that's a great feeling, you know, because even though there's some resistance sometimes, it's like, you know, I know.
That's a great tool to have. So when you have the Plan A and it isn't working out and you see that you're going to have to go down Plan B, and you're resisting it or not comfortable with it, maybe put yourself in motion, walk a little bit, and it may help you slide into accepting Plan B.
Right, just get moving. You know, sometimes we're stuck on Plan A, and we see no other way. You know, we do need to be conscious that means having thoughts of alternatives. You know, don't get stuck on there's only one way. And the explanation of Plan A working, not giving ourselves other choices. So we need to be just aware, what are some of our other choices? Which is a great thing to know. We have choices.
Mm-hmm.
We always have choices to start over our day at any time.
Well, listeners, we want to hear from you. So pick up the phone, give us a call. Our number is 347-324-5983. And if you have any words of wisdom or would like to add to this concept, please give us a call. If you don't have access to a phone or if you're not hearing us live, you can email us at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from New York City, the Big Apple, and I'm here with Sherry.
Hi, we are so excited. Thank you so much, all of our listeners, for everything that you have been writing in and calling us about and giving us some great feedback. So, you know, I look forward to seeing where Plan B will take me, and that's exciting. So here's the deal. Living your life large and achieving your dreams. If you own your current reality and you take responsibility for your dreams, then your life will be pure magic. Following your process will connect you to the magic in your life. By aligning your life with what you wish to have, your dreams will manifest easily and effortlessly. And that is a fact. Are you ready to live life with joy and peace? Well, let's go, everyone out there. Let's change the channel from negative thoughts. And I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve this. Yes, I am worthy, and I deserve the best, and I can do this. and believe and you will achieve.
Well, that's really what living large is. I had one of our listeners ask the question, what living large? And it's really, to me, it's living every moment to its fullest, enjoying life, being in just total excitement and bliss and just living your purpose. It's just, you know, many people don't get to that point, and if they get to the point, it's short-lived. So the Living Large series is to help you get to that point and to take it with you through life and just really live large, enjoy life. And that's really how I see what the Living Large series is all about.
That's true. And it's just being in the moment, you know, and accepting each moment as it comes and living your dreams, you know, waking up excited, you know, what am I going to do with my day? And, you know, I want to say live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And that is our mantra that we have been talking about every week. I also want to tell you, do some visualization. 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. And think of it as it's the movie screen of your life. What do you want in your movie? And what are the people that you want in your movie? So if you visualize it, like Patty says also, make it colorful. You know, go to the extreme. Really put some energy into thinking about what it is that you want to create. And when you're visualizing and then you're doing affirmations to affirm it and talking about it as if it's already happening, you have to believe that this is already happening, even if it's not. Go with the flow. Talk about it like in affirmative words.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. That's our big word. So I do want to say, everybody, you are going to really be excited about our guest this morning.
Jill Dane.
Yes. Being in Jill's presence is magical. And she tells you things that are amazing. And when they happen, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
She really has a gift. And
So stay tuned to hear Jill Dane. She'll be on in 15 minutes. That will be 6:30 Eastern time this morning.
Right. And also we have Michael, who's going to do some poetry. And he writes a very exciting way that he's going to talk to you all about. Just want to tell everybody, be grateful. You know, we don't concentrate on what we don't have. Concentrate on what we do have. In every situation, we realize that our life is filled with gratitude. And that feeling of gratitude is overwhelming when you really get in tune with what you do have. You are opening yourself up for more to come. And if there's only one prayer to say in our entire life, it's thank you, and that will be enough. There's so much to be thankful for.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful, Sherry. And I want to thank you for bringing the fourth week of Living Large series online with me. I think we have a caller calling in, and hopefully
it's Michael. In just a moment now, we
Michael.
Are going to have a very special individual calling in. His name is Michael Lipson. And Michael has a special talent for writing poetry.
I heard something that he wrote, Patty, that he actually wrote for you, and I was really impressed with it. How does he do that?
I don't know. He has a special talent, and the unique part about his poems is he individualizes it for you and for your life. And I think we have a caller. I think he's calling in now. Hello, you're on the air with the Good News Show.
Hi, Patty. How you doing?
Hi, is this Michael?
This is Michael. How you been?
Michael. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. This is Sherry. We're very happy to have you with us today.
Hi, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from, Michael?
I'm in Surfside, Florida. It's the north end of Miami Beach.
Okay, good. So you're in South Florida. Michael, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
Well, sure. I'm a writer, musician. I've worked a number of different jobs. I worked for a couple of local newspapers. I worked in real estate, and I've always been into writing, and I have gotten involved in different times of writing novelty poems for people, you know, for special occasions, and kind of like was a little side thing. And now I'd like to try and I'm trying to do it more, you know, focus on that more. And, you know, that's why I thought I would share this with you today.
Okay, good.
Well, we'd love to hear it, Michael. I was telling our listeners that I heard something that you wrote for Patty, and I was really impressed with the way you did that. It was, I was thinking, I can't wait till he writes something about me. So
anytime, you got it. Say the word.
So anytime you're ready.
Okay, sure. Okay. Part of it is also, ironically, the idea is, my focus usually is on trying to personalize it. You know, anybody can get a, you know, something decent from a greeting card, but that's more generic. The idea is to speak with the people and find out what their individual situation is, and that way you can come up with things that are specific to their situation. For this purpose here, I cannot do that much of the specific stuff because it wouldn't make any sense to somebody else who doesn't know the people. But I can give a couple of different little samples of things that I've written for people and, you know, see what you think.
Okay, great. I'd love to hear it.
All right, this is about a couple who, they live in New York, and she's a ballet dancer, and he's a businessman, and basically a little bit about them. So it goes, she was a Philadelphia prodigy, born and raised with a passion for the dance. Such a union of talent and love for one's art happens only by the slightest of chance. Hour after hour, day after day, she trained with a champion's heart, perfecting the talent which she was given by nature right from the start. He grew up a stone's throw from Main Street in Queens with a hint of mischief up his sleeve. He was the terror of his Hebrew school, a fact his mom would not believe. He was ahead of his time pumping iron before the fitness craze, with muscles bulging beneath his shirt, back in the days when he could eat 5 hamburgers and still have room left for dessert. She was a professional child who always performed, and unlike others who are forced to choose, dance would be her chosen career. From early on, she always knew. So it was a given that in college, she would study dance while gaining knowledge and erudition, though in some ways it was simply a rest stop between jobs, sort of an academic intermission. He showed flashes of heroism, like the time he saved his drowning cousin from a swimming pool, and temporary setbacks, like when he failed his first driving test when his car ran out of fuel. He had his sights set on the Big Apple, but education would come first, as he navigated round his college campus in a car with no reverse. But such things were of no consequence to this very forward-moving guy. With ambition by the truckload, his limit was the sky. That was a part of a poem that I wrote for this couple.
I love that.
I do, too. I really got a visual of these two people with different lives. Just like falling in love.
Right. I get into more how they got kids, they raised a couple of kids, and things that they got involved with. But you know, it gets pretty long, though. The poems also can be, the average one is two pages, double spaced typewritten, but they can go longer if you want, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Sure. 305, my cell number, 305-397-9077. Call anytime. And I'm also hoping to get on MySpace to get a site there, and people can contact me through there. That'll be up very soon. And, but for now, the cell phone is probably the best method.
Okay, and you're in the Surfside, Florida, so you're in the Eastern time zone.
Right, correct, yeah.
Okay, so listeners, it's Michael Lipson in Surfside, Florida. And Michael, tell them your telephone number again.
Sure, 305-397-9077.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, so let's hear another one.
Okay, sure. This is for a girl named Elaine. This was in a sales center, a new home sales center, and there were sales assistants, a separate little department where they would they had vans, and they would take the people out to see the homes on behalf of the associates. So they weren't the actual salespeople. They were the team that helped the salespeople. And this particular girl got a promotion elsewhere to go ahead and sell, become a salesperson herself. So this is kind of a send-off. So this is a little poem wrote at the time. It's for a girl named Elaine. Okay, Elaine has finally Elaine has finally flown the coop for pastures green and new. There's no looking back except to wave, for this girl has paid her dues. She's shown grace under fire with the style of a pro and been held in high regard. She puts you at ease with down-home charm, and she's as congenial as a greeting card. I put that in as an aside because she also sold greeting cards, so that was one of her personal things. She gives help and encouragement to those starting out, and she's one of the nicest and brightest we've met. For the record, she's also a cutie pie, whether it was a blonde or a brunette. She sells homes to those in search of a nest and guides them through a maze of countless floor plans, while the rest of us will remain here stacking brochures and putting gas into our vans. Perhaps one day she'll come back here with a pocket full of bills. She'll plunk down a hefty sum for a brand new home, and there'll be an apple pie cooling on her windowsill. Until that day comes, you can rest assured she'll use what she's learned, and it's a fact that her sales are destined to go right through the roof because Elaine is one class act.
Wow, how nice. That's touching.
Blonde or brunette, she had changed her hair color, so it was kind of a, that was an inside thing. And,
Wow. Yeah. So the people who, her ex-coworkers, people who knew her could really relate to the poem because you're really pulling her identity into it.
Right.
Very nice.
Yeah, the whole idea is simply if somebody's interested in doing one of these, I talk to them preferably on the phone for, you know, half hour, an hour, and, you know, get some background information. That's the whole idea, to get information that is specific to your situation and come up with funny things that way. You know, that's inside stuff. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just generic, right? It's just, otherwise, you know, it's just a generic poem, you know. You know, that just gets bland, you know. But this way, it's to your own situation. So it,
Now, Michael, how long does it take for you to write a poem for somebody? Say, for example, somebody's... a celebration is coming up or a birthday is coming up and they
right.
want for you to write a poem. How long do they need to give you?
Well, I did one long one for somebody at birthday, a 70th birthday party, and that took about 5-6 hours. So I need, like, basically a couple of days. You know,
that's fast.
It could be more, but, you know, pretty much a couple of days would give me enough time usually. It depends on it. I write very well under pressure. That's some years of being a procrastinator, so when I have to get something done, I'm a good last minute guy. So,
wow, that's the true talent of a writer.
Right. But to be on the safe side, I'd say, it depends on the schedule, though. To be on the safe side, unless I have a lot of other stuff going on, I'd say give it a few days. You know,
okay.
That way it's comfortable that way. Yeah.
Okay, well, we have a couple more minutes. Would you like to read one more to our listeners?
Yeah, I'll read a section of, this is a birthday party poem. And
okay.
the 70th birthday celebration, all the friends came in from around the country. And so we'll share this with you.
Okay.
Now as friends are near, and family, on this occasion, to share a birthday wish to someone who is quite amazing. She lived a life that's full, and the part's been played by everybody here today. And more, much more than this, she did it her way. I should also add this was done to the idea of the song My Way. So every paragraph ends with her way, his way, their way, you know.
Oh, okay.
Her son Jeff loves her a whole bunch and makes time in the work week to meet her for lunch. His lovely wife feels the same way, too, and there's nothing for her they both wouldn't do. Jean is one of their biggest fans and reciprocates whenever she can. They are her princess and prince, although at times she makes them wince. They say, Mom, live and let live. Why must you be so oversensitive? But they know that's how she's built, and she throws at them Jewish guilt. And so they duck as low as they can to get out of the way. Chuck is her attorney ex, and her legal rights he still protects. On all matters of legality, he gives advice and withholds the fee. There were times she did not know what to do. He told her who to pay and who to sue. Yes, they're divorced, but there's no remorse. They split up their way. Sarah is her ongoing hero when pain has reduced her faith to zero. For if truth be told, Sarah has a much higher pain threshold. When the aches and pains have begun, Sarah turns into a real champion. She conquers pain her way. Jack's been a real friend during her rehab, which never seemed to end. They first met at the U, where a social work degree they both pursued. Let's turn the page here. His nursing home is where she's been. He gave her a bed, and she moved in. That's where she stayed, with 3 squares a day, convalescing her way. Gina, another alumni here, has been her friend for 30 years. After surgery on that first night, Gina camped out with her till morning's light. It's just those hospitals, you never know. Why take a chance? She would not go until she knew the ordeal was through and her friend was okay. Her dear friend Lorraine gives her good books to read. They're even better than those recommended by Oprah Winfrey. Though it's not easy for them to walk, they stumble out of Jean's Mustang and make it to dinner where they eat and talk. They enjoy films Foreign Made, and after their senior discount is paid, they take a seat and stretch their feet and read the subtitles for whatever language the film is in on that day. Okay. That's just a sample of that. It's a longer, much longer poem. So I don't want to
Michael, I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
that was
good.
Great. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
And you're such a talented individual. I've read some other things that you've written, and you just I love the way you write, and I think your ability to personalize a poem is just, it's so unique, and it's a gift that you have, and I'm really glad that you've called in to share this with our listeners today.
Thank you very much. I want to also add that just worked out these samples were more on the, I think might have been more on the sentimental side, but I usually go for the comedy a lot. So I usually go for the humor. So if you have something that, like funny, a funny kind of novelty poem or a roast even, that would be fine too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listeners, this is Michael Lipson. Michael, thank you for calling in. We're out of time. And just before we sign off, I want you to repeat your phone number one more time.
Sure. It was my pleasure, by the way. Thank you very much for having me. 305-397-9077.
Okay. There you have it, listeners. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much, Kaya. Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day.
Okay. You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listeners, now the time has come. We have our special guest, Jill Dane, here with us, and we're going to have a 30-minute interview so you can understand a little more about what she does. And Sherry, are you online with us?
I am. I just want to tell you that Jill has been gifted since childhood. She is considered one of the country's premier psychics with an accuracy of nearly 98%. She has predicted over 500 marriages. She is the number one love psychic. She's helped save lives. She's been in Ripley's Believe It or Not and is a consultant to a major business and industries in the professionals. She has worked closely with the Presley family and has been written about in several productions, such as National Enquirer, the Globe. She is the psychic for astrologies for the Globe magazine and the Miami Herald and the Boca News and American Women. So you're going to be amazed with Jill, and here we are with Jill now. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Jill, are you online with us?
I'm online with you guys.
Hi. Thank you for visiting us at the show.
Thank you for having me.
And talk as loud as you can, Jill, so everybody can hear you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's better. Thank you. Could you please share with our listeners a little bit about your background and how you develop this gift?
Well, first of all, you're born with the gift. And my mother is Mickey Dane. And my mother encouraged me when I was younger to speak. So when I was 6 years old, I got kicked out of kindergarten for telling the teacher what she wrote on the board before she wrote it. And that was using my intuition. And when I turned 13, I got put in Ripley's Believe It or Not as the most amazing teenage psychic in the world. Because I was on a TV show, I was on a radio show, I'm sorry, in Tampa. They flew me out there to do this radio show, which I predicted the Muslim attack, the Hanafi Muslims in Washington, D.C., and it was to the time, to the date, and it happened exactly to the time, to the date that I predicted, and I was only 13. So I've been on TV and radio my whole life. I was on MSNBC with Rick Sanchez, and I predicted the capture of Saddam Hussein. And I saw him in a hole like a turtle, and they would find him by Christmas. And Rick said that he was dead, and I said he was alive. And next thing you know, they found him in a hole in the turtle, like I said. And I also told the following for March that not to go to Spain and Madrid. That not to go to Madrid, Spain, in March, because I saw bombings. And next thing you know, there was bombings in Madrid in March. So this has been my life. I've been making major predictions. My life is on Lifetime. I am known as the number one love psychic in the world on Lifetime for all the marriages and relationships. that I've predicted, and that's one thing that I do love, but I've been predicting for the world for many years. Geraldo, Christina, you name it. I was just, you know, you're going to see me on this coming Sunday. I'll be on Fox for sports. I've been predicting all the Super Bowls and World Series, and, you know, this is my life.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you at some age realize that you had a responsibility with this gift?
I never realized it was a responsibility. Because my mother is, my mom is a very well-known psychic. She's basically number one in the world. Her name's Mickey Dane, and I watched her growing up, and it's natural. So it's not a responsibility. You know, yes, I have a million people in my brain, and each one of them is like a diamond that you have to be very careful. And, you know, they're very precious to me. But it's not a responsibility, it's I help people. And I've made major predictions for them, and I've helped them. I have people in my life for over 20 years that are still my clients. And when outcomes and you could help them and you see smiles on their faces, sometimes you see sadness, you know. I don't call it a responsibility. I call it everyone's like family. And family's not a I don't call them responsibility. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to do that with yourself and people close to you, or is that harder to do with family?
No. I've been predicting for myself since I was little. And when I was 18 years old, I met my husband when I was 16. We were dating, and they were so I was celebrating my 18th birthday on this show. It's called The Big Wilson Show, and my husband was in the audience. And I said, you know, he asked the same question, Jill, can you, you know, they brought out a big cake like the size of a table with 18 candles, and he says, what can you predict for you? And I pointed out to my boyfriend at the time, who is my husband today, I said, I'm going to marry you when I turn 32. And they handed him the mic. And they said, so what do you think about Jill's prediction? And he said, first of all, I'm not going to marry Jill. And second of all, I'm not getting married until I'm 40 years old. Well, we got married. I was 31. In January, I turned 32. And that's the prediction. And then, so he did marry me. and then I predicted my kids, you know, and I predicted things for my family. And, you know, it's funny, like I have these in-laws, they're from Israel. And, you know, a few years back, they were going to Israel, and they go every year. They go like 4 or 5 times a year. But a few years back, I said, you know something? I woke up in the morning, and I said, I don't want you getting on the plane. And my father-in-law is so stubborn, and he's like, what do you mean going on the plane? He's like, Jill, you're jinxing me before I'm getting on the airplane. And I said, I don't know. I see a plane crash. Please, can you not get on that plane? Well, they went down to the airport, and the plane flight was canceled. So I was happy about that. So then the next day, they were going on Swiss Airlines. So then he calls me in his roundabout way and says, you know, we're thinking about going in the morning, or we're thinking about going at night. And I said, go in the morning. And I said, go in the nighttime. And so they went in the night flight, you know, the later flight, the morning flight, the Swiss Airlines, the plane crashed with all these rabbis on it.
Oh.
You know? So I've been, you know, my family does ask. Now they do. You know, they've always asked. But, you know, my mom, you know, me personally, I predicted for myself. But, you know, my mother is amazing, and I would never, growing up, ever listen to her, and she was always right. You know, when I was dating someone, she would say, Jill, that person's not right for you. And we were out doing the Presley seance. I was 22 years old, and I wouldn't listen to her. And she's like, Jill, you know, at that time, you know, when you're in love, which I specialize in, you don't want to listen to anything. Even you don't want to listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, will you just listen to me? He's with a blonde hair, blue-eyed girl with the big chest, and she's from Holland. And I got in a car. I asked them to drive me to the airport. I waited for a flight, and I got to the house. As I was pulling in, he was pulling in. He didn't think I was coming back so early. And he was pulling in with a blonde hair, blue eyed girl. She was from Holland.
Oh my God.
With the big chest.
Top it off.
And my mother said her name was Joelle and her name was Jules. You know?
Wow.
So, you know, and you don't want to listen to that. I knew it, but you don't want to listen to it. And that's like when I sit there and tell people, you know, sometimes everyone has intuition. You know, I've just been using mine longer, and I'm 98% accurate with my predictions. But, you know, even with people, when you sit there and I say, you know, this person's not the one for you, you know inside that person's not for you, but you still stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find out later, I should have listened to Jill, and I should have listened to my own intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what intuition's all about. A lot of times people second-guess their intuition, if I could say.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend everyone always to follow their first intuition because it's always correct.
Well, you know, Jill, I always like to tell people about my experience with your mother because I was like breaking out in hives because I was going in for surgery the next day, and it was a hysterectomy. It was a big deal. And I was sitting across her at dinner one night, and she said, "Are you going in for surgery tomorrow?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Don't do it. If you do it, I'm going to come in and stop the operation." She said, "It's all about timing. Call me later, and I'll tell you when the right time is." Well, I called her, and I canceled my surgery for the next day, and she told me when to do it, and it was like night and day as to the recovery period, and I always tell everybody about that. It was amazing, and I believe in timing so much that, you know, before I'm going to do something really major, you know, I always like to check in to, you know, to see what is, what the cards are saying, what's in my my future. So now I have you.
You know, so, let me say something. Timing is everything, and like right now we're going into like a Mercury retrograde. And to those of you out there that don't know what Mercury retrograde is, things tend to go backwards. So it's like you're not supposed to have technical difficulties. You're not supposed to have surgeries during that time. You're not supposed to sign any papers. You're not supposed to buy anything that's so important. You're not supposed to switch jobs. And the only way that, let's say, if you were interviewed beforehand, then it's okay during this time with the retrograde. But I really do believe in retrogrades. And then it takes time for a retrograde to sizzle down because it's like a barbecue. It's still hot. It's still, the fire is still lit. So it takes a few days after a retrograde. So when people say, okay, let's say it ends on the 15th of June, you always count a week afterwards because it's still kind of hot. And yes, timing is everything. There's timing for love. There's timing to buy a new business. There's timing for everything in life. But everybody wants it now. You know, and there are times where I'll tell someone, "I'm sorry, like, I didn't see someone meeting someone for 20 years. Oh, my God, 20 years, Jill?" You know, and now they just got married, and it's 20 years later. You know, everything in life is timing. You're meant to meet the person at the right time. And, we, you know, also, you should be friends. I believe in getting to know someone because the first 3 months of a relationship even is like a honeymoon. Everybody's on their best behavior, you know. They're not themselves. They're not who they really are. And then 6 weeks come around and 6 months come around. Let's say, 6 months later come around. And then you're like, oh, my God, this is not the person I met 3 months ago, you know, or 6 months ago, you know, because the true colors start coming out. So everybody thinks, oh, the first 3 months, this is it. This is the person I'm going to spend my life with for the rest of my life. But you don't even know that person. So timing is everything, and you have to get to know someone and not rush into it. There's a lot of people that want to get married or move in together right away. Once you start moving in with that person, it's another good thing, too. I like the moving in situation because, you know, you may not like the way they put their toothpaste or throw their clothes on the floor or the dishes in the sink, you know. Everything starts coming out of the person that you did not know before. And then you say to yourself, oh, my God, is this the person I really want to be with? But then again, there are a lot of people out there that don't want to be alone, and they just settle because they don't want to be alone. And in life, I'd rather be alone than settle or be in a relationship that's abusive or mentally, emotionally, or physically not healthy.
Uh-huh.
It's sometimes it's better to be alone.
Yeah, many people have a fear of being alone.
Right. A lot of people have fears of being alone, so they stay in these relationships that I call unhealthy relationships. And then they can't get out of them, you know, and no one's putting anything to their head. They should walk out of the relationship and close the door, and they'll see, once they close the door fully shut, they'll see how all these new doors start to open.
Mm-hmm. And it does happen that way.
Oh, it
does?
You close
one door, another door
opens.
That's
like my book that's coming out. It's called As One Door Closes, Another Door Opens, Conversations with Joel Dane. And it's so true. As soon as you close the door and you get out and meet new people, you never know who's going to be sitting right in front of you. It's amazing. But a lot of people, they go to work or they go home. That's their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get out at least once a month, breathe some fresh air. Or there are people that sit there and they break up in a relationship. They break up and they're devastated. Yeah, I understand that. Their heart is broken. They're sad. But they're home taking Xanax, eating ice cream, drinking, you know,
mm-hmm.
while the other person's not having a great time. So why are you making yourself miserable? You
right.
know? While the other partner's going out dating and meeting other people, there are people out there sitting in the house, you know, gaining weight and drinking and taking pills, you know, for their anxiety and stuff, where
mm-hmm.
the other person is out there enjoying themselves and dating and having a great time. So they're not crying over them. So my recipe is, I call it, is go out and date three people at the same time.
Mm.
And at least if, you know, and you make it the 90-day rule. And at least if you have three and one doesn't work, you got two. And if the other one doesn't work, you still have one, so you're not alone. Yeah? And try not to fall in love. Have fun. Because
well,
what people do, you know what happens? People, they go into another relationship, still hurt from another relationship, so it doesn't work. That's why you have to heal first, close that door, so you can go into a relationship with a clear mind.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't give time for healing.
Take time. Go to the beach, and you know what my other recommendation is? Get some, go to the thrift store, and buy those plates that cost like 10 cents each. And put a photocopy picture of that person on the plate, and go smash every plate and say whatever you want. Get them out of your system. You know? Get them out of your system. You know? And then feel better and go on.
That's a great idea. I think a lot of people are going to be glad to hear about that.
And make sure you don't get cut. You know, make sure they're plastic ones.
And this fits right into what we're talking about, which is living your life large and getting excited about your life. And this is exactly what you do and is what you're saying. I mean, dating three people at a time, that certainly is living your life large. We got to take risks. And go for it and make sure that, you know, we're passionate about what our desires are and we get excited about our life. And what do you have to say about that, Jill?
I do believe people should live their life large because you're living your life. You should never dwell on the past. You should always write out what you want in life. Write it down on a piece of paper. It may take 2 pages. And eventually, by the year's over, you'll at least have half of those things done.
Mm-hmm.
Another situation is a lot of people carry, like I said, carry things from an old relationship into a new relationship. Well, then again, a lot of people, when they, you know, have a rough day and they have all this, I call it rent in their head,
mm-hmm.
they should let all the rent out on the table. They'd be multimillionaires. You wouldn't believe it. So what they should do is, before they go to bed at night, take a hot bath. If they don't have a bathtub, take a shower. Light candles, release your mind, you know, get it all out of your system, work it out, take a walk, get whatever is bothering you out from that day, and tomorrow starts a brand new day. Because what people usually do, take their worries from one day into another day. And it doesn't stop. It's like a maze. It just keeps going and going. So what you have to do is you have to stop with one day and start off a brand new day and live life to the fullest. There are times where people say, well, I don't have the finance. There's always things to do to live life to the fullest without spending money as well. You know, you can make a nice meal in the house and make it, you know, decorate it and make it like it's a restaurant, you know.
Right.
You don't have to go to Saks. You could go to Marshall's and find the same thing almost, you know.
Right.
There's so many things to live life the fullest, and great friends. Surround yourself around good people, not people that envy you. You know, there are people out there that envy one another, that sit there, you know, and maybe, you know, you should be around people that sit there and say, oh, I'm happy for you, and that want the best for you, not want what you have, you know. So a lot of times it's called the cleanup day, too, to let go of certain things in life and put yourself around good people. Start going out to some social events and meeting some nice, healthy people. More positive energy and be more holistic, too. If you bring in the meditation and you bring in the, you know, the belief, and you, you know, you believe in whoever you believe in, you know, first, I believe in God, you know, but, I mean, there's other people who believe in other things. You put your beliefs in and you start your life. You start from day one. Make like you're a new baby being born and start all over again. Never, the timing's everything. It's never too late to start your life, and start your life to the fullest too.
Right, and every moment is another moment to change, and you have choices, and that is knowing we have choices that we can change things around is a very powerful thing. We don't have to settle for what we have. We can change things.
You can always change things. I want to give an example real quick. When I used to be on WIOD when I was a little girl, and I'm still little, but when I was like 15, there was a gentleman, he was a young kid, he was like 16, I guess, and he called into the radio station, and he would say, you know, my mother works three jobs, and he lived in Harlem, and he said, my mother works three jobs to move me from one part of Harlem to the other part of Harlem. Because all these kids would steal his books and try to make him sell drugs, you know, and try to make him have a gun. And he didn't want that. He wanted to be somebody, you know, and he wanted to go somewhere. And I said to him on the radio, he would call in every once in a while, and I said, you're going to be a doctor. And he goes, that's what I want to be. And he always liked to study. And this is someone that wanted to be something, you know, someone. Today he's one of the top neurologists out there, you know. So if you put your mind to it, you can do it. If you put your mind to it, you know, people sit there and say, oh, I'm too old. You're never too old. I have a woman that's 55 that went back to law school, went back to school at 50 years old, and she's an attorney today. She's 55. You know, when you want to do something and you live large, want to live large, you can do it.
That's right. Once you understand what your purpose is and your passion, just keep focused on it so that, and then you are living large. And I want to know, do you suggest for the person who's had a great day to do that same little ritual before they go to bed?
Absolutely. Even if you had a great day, still do the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because nothing's wrong with positive, nothing's wrong with feeling good. Everybody should feel good. Nobody should feel bad, you know, and I know no one out there is perfect, and not everybody's going to have the best day of their lives, but you can always do something to make your day better. Do something for yourself. A lot of people always do for others. Do something for you. Do something for yourself. Think about you for once, and make a plan. Write it down. I'm going to do this, this, and this, because a lot of people say they're going to do it, and they don't do it. So if they have it written in stone in front of them, they'll start doing their... They'll make that plan, and they'll make it happen, too.
I'm a big believer in lists, and I also, we'll talk a lot about gratitude, because when you're grateful for everything that you have, even if you're grateful for what you don't have, you open yourself up and allow more to come to you. And I also talk to people about their forgiveness. When we forgive ourselves first, we open up to allow freedom forgiveness in others and forgiveness to ourselves for what, you know, the bad relationship where we stayed with somebody that we didn't, that wasn't good enough for us. And if we can be forgiving, we can move on. What do you say about
correct.
That?
I believe that too. A lot of times, you know, I always end my radio show, regardless with if someone was hurt by somebody or a family member and they're not talking, I always say, call them up and say, I love you. You know, forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not worth holding that inside because deep down inside you're hurting because you want to talk to that person.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, also another thing that I could say as well is give back to people as well. As, you know, I give to kids in distress. I've been giving to the homeless since I was a little girl. You know, that's me, though. And if everybody would just do something kind to someone, you know, it doesn't have to be an everyday situation, but once in a while do something for someone else in their life, you'll see how what karma is. It comes back to you double.
Really. And, Jill, before we lose time, I want you to tell everybody your website and where they can find you and about your radio show and your numbers and all that stuff.
Okay. the website is, it's Jill, J-I-L-L, and it's Dane, D-A-H-N-E, .com, www.jilldane.com. And my phone number, my office number is 954-964-3541. And you could go listen to my radio show if you click on, if you're out of state, you could go on to the radio, you could go to my website and go to Jill Dane's Radio, and you can hear it live on the internet. But the people that are in Florida that are listening, you can hear it live, and it's on 1470 a.m. every Sunday, Florida time, from 3 to 4 for an hour. I've had the show 12 years. And then also, every week, you can pick up the Globe magazine. I do the horoscope for the Globe, and I combine all the, like, if it's all Sagittarius, I combine them all together, and it's a really nice horoscope, and you can read it every week. And like I said, my book will be coming out very soon, so you can pick up in the bookstores after the summer. And it's called As One Door Closes, Another Door Opens, Conversations with Jill Dane. And you can also go on the website and find out where my predictions. And you can also find out where I'm going to be through appearances.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, we have about 6 more minutes left. Do you have anything special that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to address the year 2012 if people are listening.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know, I know a lot of people are metaphysical out there, and the year 2012 will just be like the year that we're in right now. It's going to just get more spiritual, and it's nothing bad's going to happen. It's only going to be a beautiful, beautiful year. And the economy, I just want to say, will pick up with the new president coming in. So I want everyone to relax, you know, not to worry. And real estate will be going back up in the end of 2008, going into 2009. So those of you out there who are in mortgaging or in real estate or trying to sell your home, you know, all these foreclosures are going to start going away. And you're going to see how it's going to become a brighter year. And you know, just like I said, before you go to bed, try to let go of, you know, all the things that are piling up in your brain, let it out and start off and try to work on communication with your loved ones. Communication is the most important, and friendship and passion is the most important in a relationship. And if you can have those three things at least, finances always get in the way, people always fight over that. But if you could let that part go and work on communication and being a friend to one another, you will have the best relationship that anyone could have.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like really be present in the now with the person that you're with.
Correct. You got to let go of, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, Jill, you're going to meet a Scorpio. Oh, I had a Scorpio, and that Scorpio was horrible, you know.
I've heard that a lot.
You know,
yeah.
It was not good, you know. Well, that's not all Scorpios are the same. You know, and live for today, not the past. What happened in the past? you know, or I had a Stephen, and the Stephen was horrible. Well, that was that Stephen. That wasn't this Stephen, you know. So it's like, don't bring past issues into a new relationship. In a new relationship, start off fresh. Get to know one another. The best also is when you're out meeting people or you're out on a first date, best conversation is, what is your sign? You know, ask what's your sign. That's an open, that's like an icebreaker, you know, mm-hmm. and it will open up the ice. And then, you know, don't call the person every minute, you know. Let them call you. And then another thing is, don't get, you know, a lot of, I excuse what I'm about to say right now, but a lot of people go to bed right away. You know, they sleep with the person right away. You don't even know that person. So that person's thinking in their head, well, if they slept with me, how many other people they slept with, right?
Right.
Get to know the person. Let them want you. I hear from so many people, oh, my God, Jill, they slept with me right away. You know, what do I need, you know, I want to know more about them. I want to think about them, you know. So little by little, get to that point. So they're thinking about you throughout the day. Oh, my God, she's amazing. She's this or he's this. He's amazing, you know. Where, you know, when it gets to that point, it's like magical, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't want anybody else.
Right. Keep it single.
But a lot of people, excuse my language, sleep right away together.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get that in there because they do. I hear it all the time. And then they wonder why the person's not calling them the next day.
Mm.
You know, because they already got that. What else is there to look forward to?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And mm-hmm. I know it gets to a point where you're both steamed up and you want it, you know. But
mm-hmm.
hold off. Push yourself off. You'll feel better that night that you didn't do it. Because there are a lot of people that do it, and then they think all night. Then they're all worried all night. What did I do? Oh, my God, the person's not calling me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, friendship. Make sure it's a friendship. Make sure that you build up a friendship where you have communication. Relationship is all about trust, communication, and passion.
Thank you so much, Jill. That was such great information. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
I do, too.
Thank you, Jill, for the best.
Oh, well, there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Jill Dahne. That's www.jilldahne.com. We want you to tune into us next week. We'll have another guest Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Time. We are signing off. And, Jill, I just want to say that when you talked about the future 2012, that was good news, and I feel better just hearing that from you, so I want to thank you especially for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've all been in a state of concern and worry about it. So thank you. There you have it, listeners.
Thank you very much.
Tune in next week.
See you next week.
We're signing off.
Bye-bye.